Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ron Dunn, who's co-CEO of Alliance Flooring. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
And you were back in Atlanta after your drive across America, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. First question I want to ask you, how did you decide what route you were going to take?
I guess you kind of figure out where you want to end up in the furthest place, and then look at where our stores were along the way, and then pick a route that gets us there and back in a different direction so we could see as many stores as possible.
Yeah, okay. So tell us, what route did you take?
Well, this past trip, now we put on 14,000 miles this year. So this last trip, we were gone just over a month, but we started out, we left Atlanta and headed straight to Indiana. Then from Indiana, we went through Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado, and then Utah, Oregon, up the state of Washington, and then back through Montana, and then at Northern Ridge in North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then back down.
Okay. So there was a period of time there where you had a store probably every 50 miles, and then you had one every couple hundred miles, I guess. Is that the way?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, sometimes I was driving thinking, why don't we have a store between these two spots?
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to try to figure that out.
All right. So for those people that don't know Alliance Flooring is carpets plus color tile and carpet land color tile. How many different storefronts do y'all have in your Alliance?
We have just over 400 between the three groups. Floorco, which is our director of trade, is also our third division.
All right, and Floorco. So 400 storefronts. I know that you did this because you felt like you needed to be better connected with the retailers out there, and with 400 different stores, it's kind of hard to know what each one is like, right?
Well, exactly. You know, store owners and managers and salespeople, they all have great insights. And so the question is, how do you get to them? Some of them come to our convention. You know, we've always relied on input from our members. When we meet with our advisory board, you know, without fail, they always give us additional perspective. But seeing them, you know, in their environment, in their town, in their store, touring the store and their operations, it just brings a whole other dimension. What I find is most people don't even realize how good they are. There's things that they're doing that are unique. It's different. You know, they've figured out efficiency their own way and how to drive sales and margins. And so having a chance to, you know, spend a few hours in their environment just has given us all kinds of, you know, additional insights and information.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things about Alliance that's neat, I mean, you get the benefit of being part of a buying group when it start talking about economies of product costs, and you also get the marketing assistance that you get. But one of the things that's different about Alliance is you really let these entrepreneurs kind of have their own style and character, don't you?
We do. I think when we started the company, our feeling was that what would make sense in one town doesn't always make sense in another, and that's through observation, and that certainly is true. And plus, you know, a guy that starts his own business, for the most part, doesn't want someone else to come along and tell him how to do it differently. I think, you know, we view ourselves as their back room. You know, our employees, it's like having a team of additional 40 to 50 employees that wake up every morning and are going to bring you some ideas some new methods, and that owner can decide, yeah, thank you, I'm going to use that, or you know what, that doesn't fit me right now.
Okay, so we all know that we're still in the economic depression, and so one of the things I definitely wanted to get out of this interview is those members that are out there that are successful, what are some of the things that you learned that's making them successful?
Some of it's diversity. Yeah. Everybody's trying to figure out how to sell more to the same customer that they have.
Right.
And so I was surprised by how many stores are getting into cabinets. And it makes sense when you think of it, because they're doing kitchen work, they're doing bathroom work. I heard a lot of stories of, you know, people in today's economy, one thing they are doing is they're fixing up their master bath, or they're fixing up their guest bathroom, and they're just tearing it all out. And so what our stores decide is that they'd be a turnkey and provide everything from, you know, the flooring to the cabinets and everything else. And so there's a fair amount of cabinet business being done. Window treatments are on the grow because, again, you know, someone's fixing up their home. Usually window treatments are involved, and that it scares some people on the front end because they think it's difficult. They measure around, and when they find out how easy it is and how simple it is, it's another revenue source. Commercial business, what I saw is the stores that have diversified so that 30-40% or even north of that right now is commercial business, they seem more healthier because there's activity going on, you know, in the commercial field. Floor maintenance, that you not only sell it, but you also install it, and now you maintain it. Gives you another way to stay in touch with your customer, and it can be profitable business. And so we've got a number of guys that are doing that. You know, and then inside the showrooms, I see a lot of activity with vignettes and room scenes. And, you know, we've done some things with even an iPad where you can have a customer just dream a little bit. What's available? What's out there? Particularly in hard surface, you know, when you start doing backsplashes and things like that. If someone can picture something, they're likely to step up and you know, increase the amount of that sales ticket.
No, that's interesting.
So some of it's diversity, some of it's methods. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between a relational sale and a transactional sale. I recently bought a cell phone, and I went to the exact same place. And the first time when I got the phone, it was really transactional. And even the person that I dealt with, it was transactional. I didn't get that much help. Well, I got back, and there were a couple of things about the phone I didn't understand. So I went back yesterday, mm-hmm. and the guy there was he was relational. And it was a whole different feel. I got much more understanding of the phone. I left there feeling a whole lot better.
Yeah.
And so what I see in our stores is that you know, this is a relational business. And there are stores that we were in that it didn't feel like we were even in any kind of decline in the economy. And as I drilled down into that, what I discovered is that they tore down the old model that a salesperson has to show up, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning and work 3 days 9 to 9 and, you know, 2 days 9 to 5. And instead, the owner said, "Hey, let's figure out where the business is and let's go out and get it." And so what we were able to catch on film, and we're going to show it at our convention, is numbers of salespeople across the country sharing insights on how they're getting business outside the walls of their store,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, who it is and how you get it, and you know, how you go about it, and what's really working. It was really both intriguing and inspiring, and I really can't wait to share it with our members.
That's interesting. So they're not just sitting in there waiting for people to walk in the door.
No, the ones that are doing business aren't. I mean, they're out calling on designers. They're out calling on property owners. They're out, you know, rubbing shoulders with housewives and figuring out where in town they can do that. And,
uh-huh.
you know, schools are improving. So who do you talk with and what budget level can the local guy make a decision and you can get school work? And, you know, there's remodelers and builders and realtors, and it just, you know, goes on. And when you start listening, and they have fun. You know, one of the things that we did is I wanted to do a segment on leadership. So when we set up the camera, I asked questions about, you know, what do they appreciate about the person that they work for? And it tied right back to that they, you know, the answer was, hey, he allows me to be me. I can have a business within this business. I can somewhat run my own hours. We have to keep the floor covered, but we all communicate together. So those type of stores just have a whole other level of energy going on today. And they're figuring out, you know, that the business is out. It isn't coming in the store like it used to, so we've got to get out and go get it.
That's interesting. So the business is there, you just don't get it the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Ron. So how many stores total did you see while you were out there?
We saw just short of 100. So, you know, our goal is, you know, over the next three, probably we'll spill a little bit in the year four, is that we'll walk in every one of our member stores.
Okay. So it's going to take you 3.5 to 4 years to do it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we're not rushing. We're taking our time when we get there.
And biggest expense of this, since you're driving in the camper, is the fuel cost, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. We're brand new to RV, and so there's, you know, all the stories you hear about RV, and there's just crazy things that happen when you're out there, but you just have to roll with it and have fun. And without question, fuel cost is a big thing, but still less expensive than any other way you could do it. And you couldn't do it by airplane. And,
yeah.
You know, you rent a car, you just, you know, it's just impossible. So we decided we'd have a little adventure together. And my wife, proud of her, she adds a lot of value to the conversation. She talks to our members from a consumer standpoint, what her feeling is when she walks in the store, what the impression is of the showroom, sometimes some things that she might suggest to them.
Well, that's great, Ron. Again, we've been talking to Ron Dunn, who's co-CEO with Alliance Flooring, about his drive across America, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLE.net.